Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Every day makes me want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for the radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for the radio. Listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I've got strategies. I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh, you know, we need them. Yeah, we need them. We need those strategies. Those strategies for living. So are you ready? Ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
Oh, I think I'm ready. I'm putting bits and scraps and pieces together over here.
You're over there scrapbooking, aren't you? Yeah. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. Just over there scrapbooking yourself, you know, your little fingers to the bone, huh?
Just doing a little exercise here in preparation.
In preparation for our life strategies.
Yeah,
today.
I'm excited.
You know, well, there's a lot of things to be excited about today because, you know, it's time. It's time to find that that summertime read, right?
Mm, yes, our beach read or the mountain read.
Yeah, yeah.
Wherever you're going.
Wherever you're going.
Your staycation read.
We've got it today.
Yeah, I think so.
I think we've got it today.
You're right.
And it has to do with what you're doing over there, that little scrapbooking thing.
Yeah, will you pass the glue?
Yeah, there. Heather Clark has come up with a fantastic debut novel, and it's called The Scrapbook.
Right.
And, you know, I tell you, Heather's been a life strategist here before.
Yeah. So she's earned her stripes.
And she has definitely earned her stripes. But in this debut novel, I think she's really going to earn her stripes because this thing has a little bit of history. It's got a little bit of love, maybe the illusions of love.
Mm. Right. Yeah.
It's from the award-winning author of Red Comet, which is the short life and blazing art of Sylvia Plath. Mm. And this is, I mean, you can't beat it. It's the story of an intense first love.
Yes.
Can't get better than that, can you?
No.
But it's first love haunted by history and family memory. And it's inspired by the scrapbook of her own grandfather. Mm. So we have a lot to talk to Heather Clark about today.
I'd say.
Your own strategies for living. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being with us. And we appreciate our sponsors who make it all possible. The Robinson Film Center. And Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. Back in a moment to meet Heather Clark, our life strategist today. We're scrapbooking your old strategies.
strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong.
Welcome in. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Let's welcome into the program now Heather Clark. She is a biographer, a novelist, and literary critic. She's the author of four books, including Red Comet, The Short Life and Blazing Art of Sylvia Plath, which was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize, the National Book Critics Circle Award, the L.A. Times Book Prize in Biography, and was the winner of the Slightly Foxed Prize and the Truman Capote Prize. It was one of the New York Times 10 best books in 2021, and Book of the Year in The Guardian and Boston Globe and lots of other. Her work has been has appeared in the New York Times and Time and Lit Hub, and I could go on, but then we would take up the entire hour, so I want to talk about the scrapbook. Heather Clark, welcome. Welcome to Strategies welcome. For Living.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for coming back. always good when someone comes back, so thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So the scrapbook, and I got it. And I saw, I knew, of course, of your previous work, and I saw debut novel, and I thought, oh, this can't be right. Heather's written other novels, but this is your debut novel, huh?
Yeah, it is. And I wrote it without telling anyone. And I sort of presented it to my agent and said, I wrote a novel. And he said, what? So I did it in secret because I just didn't know how it would turn out. And I didn't want to set up any expectations, right?
So
Yeah.
So can you introduce us to what's the inspiration? How did that get started?
Yeah.
This is fascinating.
Yeah, it is a fascinating story, and it's a sort of inspiration that means a lot to me. So my grandfather was in one of the U.S. Army units that helped liberate Dachau concentration camp. And he was there on April 29th, which was the day the camp was liberated. And I had known this growing up, but he never, ever talked about it, right? Most of those guys didn't. They didn't want to talk about it.
Right.
And, he wouldn't even watch Saving Private Ryan. I mean, that's what he just thought. Nope, there's too much in that movie about heroism.
Too close, and, yeah.
It was, he never wanted to talk about it. He gave one interview to my aunt once, and even that interview, you can tell he doesn't want to go back. But he took photos on that day. He was at Dachau. He had a camera with him. And this was very rare because most regular GIs didn't have cameras, but he did. And those photos that he took, he developed them in Germany and sent them back home to Massachusetts with this sense of urgency, right? Like,
right.
This is happening. Yeah. This is real. This is real. And remember, those guys, they didn't have a frame of reference when they walked into Dachau. They didn't know what the Holocaust was. They had no clue
they had no way of being prepared for what they were going to see.
No.
And experience.
No
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
And they're young, right? They're 18, 19, 20 years old.
Yeah.
Their unit was nicknamed the Kids because they were so young.
Wow.
It was April of 1945. It was the end of the war. And so we had no clue what we were walking into. The higher ups didn't tell us anything. So anyway, he took these photos. They ended up in his wartime scrapbook, which my great aunts made for him after the war. And it was kind of just stowed away in the dark for years and years. No one really wanted to touch it or talk about it. I had heard rumors of it. I never, but
it was,
I never
it
saw
was
it.
It was literally
until,
hidden in an attic.
It was
until,
literally,
until
yeah.
after
yep.
your grandfather passed, right?
Yes. And at his funeral, my grandmother brought the scrapbook out. And then I saw why it had been stowed away out of sight and out of mind for all of these years, because I saw these horrific photos from Dachau. And at the time, I was in the middle of writing my biography of Sylvia Plath, Red Comet. Again, this is 2015.
Right.
But I just, the photos haunted me, and I just wanted, I couldn't stop thinking about them and what my grandfather had been through. And all of a sudden, it was like this just very personal connection to the Holocaust and the war.
Sure.
So I wanted to write. I wanted to write something about it, but I didn't feel I had the correct background to do a nonfiction book about World War II. I mean, people spend their whole careers researching this kind of history.
Yeah. Right.
So I thought I'll address it in a novel.
Mm. Mm. Okay, so in the novel, and I don't want to give too much away. Yeah. So stop me if I'm going too far.
Okay.
Jump in here and help me. So
we've got
the traumas of the past. We've also got, the aftershocks of the fascism and all of that is coming. We start at Harvard in 1996. Anna is just about to graduate and she falls hard.
Oh, she does.
Christoph is a German student who is visiting, and of course, she's totally captivated, right? This is a beautiful, intelligent man, and she follows him to Germany, and she's charmed, right?
Absolutely,
yeah, she's, and Christoph, condemns his country's actions from the war, but remains cryptic about the part that his own grandfather played. We got the grandfathers here.
We've got the grandfathers, yes.
Anna can't forget the photos taken by her grandfather, an American GI.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At the end of the war and preserved in a scrapbook. And in the novel, she's the only one that's seen the scrapbook, right?
Right.
Yes. All right.
And in the novel, she sees it when she's young.
Yeah. All right. Now, that's the setup. And I don't want to give too much, but take it from there. What can you tell us without telling us too much?
Sure. Well, this book, it's about World War II, but it's not a typical World War II story because it's told from the perspective of the grandchildren, in a sense. It's told from this third generation perspective. It's about the legacy of the war. Mm-hmm. And the book has dual timelines. So part of it is set in the 1990s in post-war Germany and Massachusetts, but there are also chapters set in the 1940s that follow the American grandfather and the German grandfather.
Yeah.
So When Anna falls in love with Kristoff, she tries to make this long distance relationship work. And as you mentioned, she follows him to Germany, and he takes her around. He takes her to Heidelberg and Munich and Hamburg and Nuremberg. They visit Dachau together. They visit Berchtesgaden. So he's sort of taking her to these places that she's interested in because of her grandfather's war experience. But he's confronting his own family's dark legacy as he kind of takes her around. And at the beginning of the novel, they don't care so much about what their grandfathers did because it seems so long ago. And it feels like all these German cities have been rebuilt. They sit in these charming squares. They drink Weissbier. It's as if the war never happened. But as they journey to these cities, he takes her to the courthouse in Nuremberg where the Nuremberg trials took place. And as they confront German history, the war just starts to feel closer and closer. And they learn more about what their grandfathers did in the war, and especially Christoph's grandfather, he may not know the real story. So part of this is there's an uncovering of what happened. And Anna doesn't really know that much about her grandfather's story either. So the weight of history is kind of bearing down on this heady love affair. And will their relationship survive this brutal encounter with German history and the history of the war?
All right, now we're going to get back to Anna and Christoph, Heather, but
Yeah.
let me ask an important question here because I think it fits here. Are you at all concerned? Should we be concerned that we, especially the younger people, are losing or have lost the real lessons from World War II? The horrors
Oh,
and the
absolutely.
traumas.
Yeah. Oh my God, absolutely. And that's part of why I wrote this novel. I've always felt a sense of shock and horror about what happened during World War II. Just a sense of disbelief at the scale of the atrocities and the deaths. 60 million people died in Europe alone. 60 million. And I'm always trying to understand how this happened in the most quote-unquote cultured nation in Europe. And I've read that it takes three generations for wars to be forgotten. So I'm the third generation. And in the novel, Christoph says, "We are the last ones who will remember the stories of our grandparents." And I worry about that. And I worry that my kids, this is too far away for them. So I do feel the memory of the war is fading. And part of why I wanted to weave my grandfather's real story about Dachau into this novel was just to put this out there. Like, this happened. And Holocaust denial is growing. We know that. But this happened. He was there. He took photos. So yeah, I do worry about this. And I think that we need to be thinking about the lessons of World War II, like, on a daily basis.
So at the same time, and so there's so much here, there's so much in the scrapbook. At the same time that we're going to be entertained by a fantastic read,
Yes, very
we're also
thought-provoking.
going to be, our thoughts are going to be stretched and provoked a bit.
Yes, I hope so.
I don't think you can get better than that. The book is called The Scrapbook. It is the book that you want to take to the beach or to the mountains or whatever. Heather Clark is the author. We're talking to her today. She's our life strategist here on Strategies for Living. We've got more to learn and more to come. We're working Heather hard today. Be back in a moment here on Strategies. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. I say it a lot. There's no place like the Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Dawn Issa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Day to day makes you wanna holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies, strategies for leaving radio. The dose of radio rehab. Strategies for leaving radio.
Yeah, that's who we are. Strategies for living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, honored today to have Heather Clark with us as our life strategist, her debut novel. You got to get this book. It's called The Scrapbook, and it's one of those books that you're not going to want to put down.
No.
If you're like me and read at night, Heather's gonna owe us some sleep.
I hope so.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope so.
So, you know, when you didn't tell anybody you were writing this novel because it's your first novel, and then you send it to your publisher, your agent, and they said, you did what?
Yes.
All right. So what happened when they read it? What happened when, you know, when they digested what this was and understood the
significance,
yeah,
of the story,
your own, the yeah, significance for you personally
and the world.
Yeah.
Well, luckily my agent loved it. I sent it to him first with trembling and trepidation. and he sent it on to the editor that I worked with on Red Comet, my biography of Sylvia Plath.
Right.
And she also edits fiction for Knopf and Pantheon, and she also loved it. So, but yeah, they were both just very surprised because I think it is kind of rare for nonfiction writers to venture into fiction and maybe vice versa. Mm-hmm. But I've been trying to encourage more of my biographer friends to do that because we know how to write, we know how to tell stories. And I think we do have, and we have historical research skills that can help us with fiction. So it's not, for me, it wasn't as huge a leap as maybe it seems.
Okay. That was kind of what I was going to ask. How was writing the novel different or more challenging? What was the process? Was it different from your other books?
Yes. Well, you know, after spending 8 years inside Sylvia Plath's life, I wanted the freedom to make things up. And even though there is sort of an autobiographical seed or foundation in the scrapbook, mm-hmm, I mean, it is fiction. I spun fictions. And with a biography, I mean, my God, biographies are so much work. You have to make sure every single sentence is true. You have to travel to archives all over the country, the world. I mean, you do hundreds of interviews. Just the labor involved in a book like that is immense. And so I didn't have that with mm-hmm this book, right? Yeah. I did a lot of historical research and reading, but I didn't have 300 pages of footnotes, which I do in Red Comet. So for me, that was the big difference. Now, the material was very dark. And there's sort of a psychic toll, right, to mm-hmm writing about World War II and the Holocaust. And but again, I felt like my grandfather's story was important. And this was a way for me to kind of wrap that story up into this love story, the story of first love, young love, which I thought they intersected in interesting ways.
I have
these two stories.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautifully.
I have what may seem like a strange question, but that's okay because I admit to being strange. So you dove into this, you took it on.
Yeah.
And so here's the strange question. Did you hear from your grandfather? As you were doing this, did he download to you? Did you feel his presence?
Did you feel him?
Did he visit you in your dreams? Was he at all involved in this, Heather?
You know, I thought about him a lot. I mean, as I mentioned, he passed away in 2015 at the age of, I think he was 91.
Oh, wow.
He lived a wonderful long life. He had 10 children, many grandchildren, a longful life. But I felt like I had so much more compassion for him and what he went through after I researched.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This novel and wrote this novel because, yeah, I mean, I read a lot of soldier memoirs from that time. If you saw my study right now, you'd see about 75 books about World War II behind me. I really tried to do my homework. And I just felt so much compassion for these young men who walked into these scenes. They walked into hell, right? I mean, they stood at the abyss of the 20th century and they had no warning of what was happening. I don't know if you watch Band of Brothers, but there's a wonderful episode where the unit goes, they stumble into a concentration camp in Germany at the end of the war, and it's so well done. And it gives you this visceral sense of horror, and all the guys are like, what is this place? What? Right. They can't, and you know, they're vomiting, and so it just increased my sense of compassion and just for the ways that this experience shadowed his life. And again, he's not a survivor. He was part of an army unit that was just there briefly.
Yeah.
So, but I don't want to sort of claim all this trauma on his behalf. Again, he was a man who didn't even want to watch Saving Private Ryan because he was uncomfortable with its themes of heroism. But you know, that shadows you. That experience shadows you. So I just, had more compassion.
Yeah. Well, and I think your story and the story that you've written, you know, eloquently shows that healing process of intergenerational trauma, how, you know, just what you said, how empathy can play a role in breaking that pain, perhaps.
Yeah. And, you know, the Germans actually have a word for this process.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't speak German, so bear with me, but I'm going to give it a try. It's a very long word, and Christoph mentions it in the novel. Uh-huh. The word is Vergangenheitsbewältigung.
Okay.
Vergangenheitsbewältigung. And it literally means coming to terms with the past.
Oh.
And this is something that the Germans try to do, right? They have... Mm-hmm. They have gotten much better, I think, at reckoning with their history since the 90s when this book was set. I think it sort of that reckoning just started around the mid 90s, late 90s, because there was an exhibit about the Wehrmacht, the German army, and the atrocities that they had committed on the Eastern Front. So there was this traveling exhibit that went all through Germany in 1995 and 96, and that kind of raised people's awarenesses of what had happened in the East. And it was terrible. It was horrific. So yeah. Anyway, the country started to really come to terms with the past. And so Anna and Christoph are also coming to terms with their pasts and dealing with these familial collective histories and legacies. And they bear witness to a past that won't stay buried through each other.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to make you a life strategist with a quick question.
Sure.
Okay. So what advice would you give to listeners who feel like they're living out the emotional echoes of their parents or grandparents' unresolved trauma?
Oh, I love that phrase, the emotional echoes. First of all, yeah, because that's exactly what my characters are doing. And it's almost like they don't necessarily even want to confront
these legacies. They're kind of thrown into it, aren't they?
They're thrown into it, and it's a bit accidental. But I think it's always better to kind of face these things head on and work through them. Christoph is in a bit of denial about what his grandfather might have done. And Anna too doesn't necessarily want to think about what happened with her grandfather and what he went through there. But I think it's always better to confront and work through the truth and kind of not stick your head in the sand. And I think you come out on the other end better for that, more clear-headed.
As you're writing, in your writing process, Heather,
yes,
did Anna and Christoph surprise you as you're writing? I mean, did
they do things you didn't expect?
Yeah,
them to do.
Writing, as you're sitting there writing and letting it come out, did you get surprised? I mean, this you are writing about, for goodness sakes, young love. I mean, how can you get better than that at the beginning?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, absolutely. And Christoph is such a charming, handsome European man, very intelligent, talks with her about art and literature and music and all these things she really cares about. And
right.
she hasn't met a man really who can kind of meet her on those terms, and that's part of why she falls so hard for him. But there were a lot of times in the novel where I wanted to shake Anna and just say, oh my god, you need to wake up, girl. She's just so intoxicated, and she can't and she feels at one point, she says, I was losing myself and I knew it and I didn't care. And I cared, right?
Yeah.
And I had my eyes half closed as I watch her go into this very intense and passionate but very troubled relationship with Christoph. And part of the reason why it's troubled is because of the family legacies, right, that are still kind of shadowing them and bearing down on this relationship. And so what happens when heady young love meets the wall of history, right?
Yeah.
The weight of history bearing down on this kind of seemingly idyllic relationship.
The idyllic meets reality, if you will.
The idyllic meets reality. And you know, there are moments where I wanted to shake her and say, wake up, you know, and some of her friends do this. So that was, in a way, that was my way of
inserting yourself in the story.
Yeah. Some of her female friends aren't really fans of Christoph. So I'll leave it there. But
yeah.
there's a lot in this novel about female friendship, which I wanted to write about as well.
It is her first novel, and it's a good one. It's a very good one.
You wouldn't believe it.
No. It's called The Scrap... I'm not sure I do.
Yeah.
It's called The Scrapbook. I think Heather may be hiding a couple of novels that have, under her pillow or something. Heather Clark, you got to get this book. It's called The Scrapbook, and it will make you think, and it will entertain you, stretch your mind all at the same time. Can't get better than that. Heather Clark, our life strategist, here on Strategies for Living. We've got more. Don't go away. More Strategies for Living to come.
favors from the family, passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true. But Andre's bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
Welcome back in
to Strategies for a Living. Your microphone's open,
yeah,
you know.
Apparently so. I usually sing in between.
You get entertained by the jingles.
I do.
You can start singing and I gotta
Shut up, Lauren.
Welcome back in. Live radio, folks. What can you say? Welcome back into Strategies for a Living. Lauren Leon McMillan and David McMillan with Heather Clark today. She is the author of many books, but she's got her first novel out. It's called The Scrapbook, and it's excellent. It is absolutely excellent. You got to get a copy of it wherever you buy books, and I will warn you, it is going to be one of those books that you're not going to
be able
to put down.
You want to finish the story.
Yeah. So just be forewarned. So are there going to be more? I mean, you've got the first novel out of the way now. It's behind you.
Yes.
Are we going to have more novels?
Have we unlocked
Heather?
The novelist?
Yeah. Have we launched a new novelist here?
I would like to think so. I guess that depends on my publisher and whether they are willing to keep indulging me. But yes, I would like to keep writing novels. I feel like the fiction and the nonfiction feed off each other in interesting ways. And, you know, in both kinds of writing, you're trying to make someone come alive on the page, right? Yeah. Whether it's a biography of Sylvia Plath or a book about World War II, and you're channeling these people's inner lives. And so, you know, it's about creating characters, right? Whether they're real or fictional, and keeping the reader turning those pages and keeping the reader invested in the story. You're a storyteller. You're a storyteller, whatever kind of genre you write in.
Yeah.
Well,
you're telling story.
Let me get you to put your professor hat on here for a moment.
Sure.
There's people listening to us right now, including the two people interviewing you, who, you know, have some writing to do. A lot of people say, I've got a book in me. I happen to think everybody's got a book in them, right?
Yeah, I do too.
What is your, what does Heather Clark say to those people who say, I got a book in me, I don't know how to begin to get it out? What would you say, Professor, in terms of the how-to?
Well, I think that we are our own worst critics. Mm-hmm. I think that we often talk ourselves out of writing because we find reasons not to. Oh, I won't be able to tell this story in the right way, or I don't have time. There are a million reasons why we put these things off. And I did it too. I started this novel in the late 90s. I did this. I wrote about 50 pages. This was before I had seen my grandfather's scrapbook, but I'd spent time in Germany and I was very unsettled by the way that the war just seemed to be erased, you know, in all these rebuilt cities and the German square. So I started it then, but I talked myself out of it. I said, oh, I don't know if I can do this. This is so heavy. This is really, I'm not a World War II historian or what, you know, I found excuses, you know, you just have to talk that inner critic down. And it is all about sitting at the desk. And for me, it's small doses, right? Start with one page a day. And you will see how quickly that adds up. Yeah. One page a day, but do it. Do not let yourself get up from the desk. You have to force yourself, even if it's 10 o'clock at night. Start with that one page a day and just see what comes out. Yeah. And make those efforts bite-sized enough that you don't get overwhelmed, because that's another thing that happens. It just seems so overwhelming to tell the story that you have locked inside you. Break it down a page a day. I personally, when I'm writing, my goal is 3 pages a day. Mm-hmm. When I'm in my writing mode and not researching, because a lot of what I do is research and archival research. But that, again, the pages will add up and you will see. And you don't have to use what you write, right? Just get it down. And maybe the next day you think, oh, it's not that good. Or, oh, actually, I can use a paragraph here. Just do it. Just sit at your desk and write the page. And that's it sounds so simple and kind of obvious and common sense, but just take the barrier away and that feeling of overwhelm away.
It's such good advice. Lauren and I just put out a first book. A nonfiction.
Oh, congratulations.
And thank you. And it does become, if you commit yourself to writing a bit each day, it does become, it kind of takes on a momentum of its own. And you can't wait to get back, you know?
Exactly. And then you find that you go beyond that one page often, right? You write more, and then you surprise yourself, and then you think, oh, that's great. You know, I did more than I thought I did. And it becomes kind of a reaffirming, process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I often talk about writing as a healing. Well, in storytelling, it's a very healing and cathartic process once you allow yourself that gift.
Hmm.
Yeah, and just putting sunlight on things, right? That in my case, my grandfather's scrapbook that had sat in the dark in the attic for years and years, and just, I think my family just didn't know really how to talk about it or what to do with it because the photos inside were so horrific. So nobody touched it. No one talked about it. But now I feel like getting his story out, it's had a positive outcome, and we're donating the photos to the Holocaust Museum. And finally, and he took these photos because he wanted the world to see what was happening in Germany. And finally, 80 years later, they will be available, hopefully, for everyone to see, once they're digitized. And I know it's a long process to donate this stuff, but we've gotten the ball rolling. So I feel very good about that. And I think it's healing. Storytelling is healing. Absolutely.
Hmm. Well, that kind of underscores what I was going to ask, but you've kind of answered the question. What does the family think as they've read your novel? And obviously you've had a lot of support.
I have, and I'm so grateful to my family. The book just came out yesterday, so I've been getting a lot of wonderful texts from them, and They've just always supported my writing, and
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, and they're all on board with donating the photos. I come from, as I said, a very, very large Irish Catholic family. My dad was one of 10, and I was a little bit worried about getting everyone's okay, right, to donate these photos, you know, in big families, cousins and aunts and uncles, right? But everybody said yes, these need to go to a museum.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. The book is called The Scrapbook. Yep. Heather Clark, it's her debut novel, and you got to get it, The Scrapbook. Heather Clark, we'll be back here on Strategies for Living. Stay where you are. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren, Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Wonderful life strategist today. Heather Clark. She's actually a return life strategist, and she's returning because she has just written her first novel, her debut novel, and it's a good one.
Yeah.
It is called The Scrapbook. And of course, you can find it wherever you buy books. The Scrapbook from Heather Clark.
Heather, we've covered a lot this show, but you know, we could always talk about more. What do you want to leave our listeners with today?
I hope I've inspired people to think about history, think about their family histories, but national history, international history, the history of World War II especially.
Yes.
As I mentioned, I'm just so concerned that the war is being forgotten, and you know, they're with their AfD in Germany, which is Alternative for Deutschland. They're kind of like a neo-Nazi party, and they're gaining a lot of support in the eastern half of the country. Mm. And we, you know, I think that we need to revisit the lessons of Dachau and Bergen-Belsen and Auschwitz and all of these places. This happened. This really happened. And, yeah. You know, my grandfather just very quickly, once he overheard some people talking about the Holocaust, and they said, "Oh, that never happened. That was just all imagined." And he went, "Yeah," my uncle told me this story. That's how I know. So he went up to him, my grandfather went up to these two people. And he said, "You need to read your history.
Yeah.
This happened. I was there. I saw it with my own eyes. It happened." Mm-hmm. So let us not forget.
Absolutely. Heather Clark, thank you so much for the work you're doing. Thank you for the book, The Scrapbook. Heather Clark, Lauren, thank you. Folks, thank you. We appreciate you being with us here on Strategies for Living, and we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center, and Azalea Cleaners, and Pentel Roofing, and Learning RX, and the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Heather Clark and for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for a Living.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.